So the South Nacton Cannery, I especially think that part's interesting too, like looking at that history of the flu. And because if I recall correctly, and please correct me if I'm wrong, and during the 1919 Spanish flu pandemic with the hospital and the canneries, did they use the cannery to house patients? Is that correct?
Yes. You know, we have the records from the Alaska Packers Association. So, you know, it's hard to say what was going on at some of the other canneries, just because we don't have a lot of that history documented. But we do know that in Bristol Bay, at the Quedeck canneries, the Nishigat canneries, and the Naknek canneries, they had a hospital, and they had a medical staff. You know, the intent was to take care of their workers, because the worker who's sick is not very economically efficient. The other thing is the Packers did provide health care for village residents, the nearby village residents. And so when the Packers arrived in 1919, the idea was that the flu had kind of run its course after it ravaged Alaska in 1918. But when they arrived in May, the flu was there. And so they immediately had to take care of people. And the hospital just wasn't big enough, so they occupied old schoolhouses and things like that. They would send groups into villages up rivers where they encountered people who had died, and they buried the dead, and they document that. And ultimately what happened is many of the people who died were people my age, you know, people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, and they left behind a population of children. And there's heartbreaking documentation of children still alive, you know, trying to survive in the same space as their dead parents. And so we do have accounts of the canners and kind of the federal government's response, and then how they brought many of the children to the canneries. And so in many ways, the spaces became pseudo orphanages until the end of summer. And it was ultimately decided that they'd be sent to Dillingham, to Kanakanak, where Dr. Linus French was caring for the orphans. So that's where that story kind of begins.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. You know, it's really interesting, and it puts history into perspective. And now looking at, you know, 2020, and, you know, now that we're living in a pandemic, and you know, it's been 100 years since the Spanish flu, and now we're kind of looking at historical context. So you said the plan for the exhibit is 2022?
Correct, yes. Really, to recognize the historic moment where sailing ends and the independent fisherman comes on the scene exactly 75 years ago in 21. So that's what we're going to do next summer. And then the summer after that will be the mug-up exhibit opening.
Great. Oh, that's too bad. That sounds like it would have been... Is that kind of like been the biggest barrier as far as the pandemic is concerned, canceling all those events?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it's really scary because humanities organizations all across the country are really in desperate straits right now because, you know, you don't have visitors, the, you know, staff is... they can't pay for staff. And so, you know, part of what I'm going to be talking about with congressional staffers is really the importance of looking to history at times of crisis. And, you know, yes, history can help us heal. We can help inform, you know, what people who are making decisions about what happened 100 years ago. And we can also remind people of the resiliency of people too. And we did get through this, and those children survived, and they went on to give birth to the generation of Bristol Bay today. And you know, it's a pretty powerful story, I think.
Absolutely. Are there any other, is that essentially, because I guess that kind of answers the question about the conference on Wednesday, are there other things that you plan on addressing with Congress?
Well, you know, it's pretty amazing because when we decided to do the photo exhibit at the Bristol Bay Historical Society Museum, and thanks to to Fred and the Mary and the staff there, we were able to pull that off. And you know, my intent was really just to commemorate a story that so few people knew about. And working with Tim, who curated the exhibit,